This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right, today I did tell you that we will be speaking with one of the legends, zalapha ke eMlazi, Mr. Vuma Mfeka. Now, Mr. Mfeka is a legend in the soccer world. He's also one of the oldest citizens of Mlazi. His father was a mayor of Mlazi Township before the new dispensation. Mr. Mfeka was a principal at Mgaka High School. He also received the Presidential Sports Award under President Thabo Mbeki. Years. Now, Mr. Mfeka, welcome on MET Radio and thank you for giving us your time today. Could you please tell us briefly the story of who in your family was the first to cycle in Mlazi and how did that came about?
Yeah, I think we are actually not the oldest, but we arrived in 1964 from Lamontville.
From Elamonte.
Yeah, from Lamontville, then we arrived in 1964. My father was a teacher at Zwelithu High School, and then I was a student at Makumbuza Secondary School. That was the second secondary school in the township. Mm. The first one was Zwelithu High School, which was called PPS1, and then Makumbuza, which was called PPS2. And then there was only one high school, Men's High School, then.
Mm. All right, thank you. Right, that's these schools are still there. I remember you talk about Ilokuza, Iswelihle is still there, and Men's is still there. They're still existing till today.
Yeah, these schools are still existing, and they're still doing very well. Historically, Men's High School, as the first high school, had many leading personalities like Dr. Oscar Dlomo, who was teaching there, and many others. It was a leading high school. Makumbuza Secondary School was also a very good high school, even in terms of sports as well. The Men's High School, I think, is amongst other six or seven high schools now that are there. There are many others like Vuzak High School, Wamkaka, as you specified, and many, many others. But during those times, there are very few schools around Mlazi Township.
What is one story that stands out for you that you heard growing up about Mlazi from your grandparents, maybe, or the community members?
I think to be fair with you, Mlazi during the olden days was very progressive in terms of schools, of education. There were many people who came from rural areas, and others even came from Gauteng to come and study in Mlazi because it was a peaceful place and progressive with the schools that I've mentioned, where there were leading principals like Mr. Kubeka, who had a master's degree, was the principal of Vukuzakhe High School. Vukuzakhe High School was also a leading high school. It produced many, many leaders. The current president of AmaZulu Football Club studied at Vukuzakhe High School.
Okay. Who from the community back then that made an impression on your life that still impacts you today?
Sorry, can you come again? Because your line is better a bit.
Okay, I'm asking, Sir Uguti, who from the community back then made an impression on your life that still impacts you today?
On my life?
Yes.
Yeah. As I put it that way, but what happened to me, because I was an only child at home, and they realized that football teams were going to disturb me from my studies. Then they sent me far away in the Northern Zululand to St. Augustine's High School so that I could study without being interrupted. Because if I studied around Durban, I would have problems with football clubs approaching me because I was very talented. But I would say there were many leading people like Professor Zimande, who was in Mlazi, who was a professor in University of Zululand. Those were the people that we really looked up to. And many other leading personalities, radio personalities like K.E. Masinga, and most of the radio personalities at that time stayed in Mlazi. I would speak to people like Joshua Mlaba, and many others, Douglas Mfeka, Hubert Sishi. They're all based in Mlazi because, as you know, Mlazi is, I think, second largest township in South Africa.
And yeah, probably those people were accessible. You could actually get a knowledge, so much knowledge from them.
Yeah. They were very, they were leading people, and we looked up to those people, even in terms of behavior. You know, that people must be respected in society because of their behavior. Not nowadays, then you get role models that are involved in criminality because of the cars that they drive. But those people were exemplary, even though they didn't have higher qualifications, but most of them were teachers. But in the society, they were highly respected. So we looked up to those people. Those were the people that really set an example to us, to be known by good deeds, not terrible deeds per se.
Now, Mr. Mfeka, where exactly was your home situated in Umlazi?
Sorry?
Where exactly was your home situated in Umlazi, and is it still there?
My home, when we arrived in the 60s, we stayed in the cottage in Mafuzel High School, that is in B section.
Oh, yes. Where I stayed.
We stayed in that cottage until in, I think, 1964, when my father got the first house in D section. It was D277. Then we moved to D277 in Umlazi. We stayed there, yes, for a long time. And then we ultimately moved to AA section, which is those are new places. Because D township is placed to T. T is 17, which is actually a hostel. For those people who were working in Durban, but did not have places to stay, so they stayed in T section. So it was only A section, B section, C section, and D section, and C section. But when we arrived here, there was only A, B, and C. C section, which was called Emaplangweni. All these other sections were not here by then.
Yo, it seems like a long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago, indeed.
Yeah, because now we have Abo Z, we've got so many sections.
Yes, so we've got S, we've got AA, we've got PP, we've got CC. By those times, there were only three sections.
But the oldest
place before the township was started, I think, in 1960. When these people came from Umkhumbane, so they were either moved to Wamashu or to Umlazi. But in Umlazi, there was the G section, where there's Max Lifestyle.
Yes,
that was called GG, the old GG government buildings. So that was the old Umlazi township. Then, of course, it spread out then to other sections. And there were families that were here before us. When Umlazi was still a mission, like Professor Bonke Dumisa, I would also give you his number because I think his family stayed here before this was a township. So they know a lot of history about this township when the only church was Kwamdladla. You know what?
Yeah.
Kwamdladla, that was the oldest church before the township was built.
He's saying Augustine, La Paramdlal.
St. Augustine's, yes. So the older families, like Professor Zimande, also stayed here, was here before the township was built. So there were those old families, which I'll give you maybe reference numbers after this interview so that you can talk to them, so that they can give you the picture of how this place was before this big township as it was.
Please, with all that history that you have about Umlazi, and I just want to know, how can we preserve the history of Umlazi and the legacy? Yeah, Umlazi, ukuthi singayi hlalisa kanjani ukuthi even isizukulwane sizayo siyazi, sifunde, siqonde about Umlazi, some things that we didn't even know. Like I personally didn't know that Umlazi only started with only three sections.
Yeah.
So how can we preserve the history and the legacy of Umlazi?
Yeah, I think as you are now working out the history of Umlazi, to know about the leading personalities, so that, for instance, now there'll be Umlazi is known for stealing cars and other bad things, but they were leading people like Professor Nzimande and many other people who were educationists, who were leading in education, Dr. Bupera of Vuzakha High School, and many other good teachers. By virtue of them being highly qualified, there were many people who came from other places to say, no, let's go to Mlazi so that you can get the best education that you can at the time. I think one of those people is Dr. I remember him just now. He was in University of Zululand. He came specifically to study in Umlazi and then he stayed here. But in a nutshell, I wanted to say that there were leading schools and leading personalities. And if you compare Umlazi to other areas, that is where there were good high schools, Vukuzakhe High School, Menzi High School, as it is still one of the best schools in terms of matric results even now. But the picture that I'm trying to give is that a lot of people were influenced to learn and go forward and achieve because of the personalities that were there in Umlazi.
Now, Mr. Mfeka, your message to the future younger generations of Umlazi, what could be your message to us as younger generation?
Yeah, you know, let me tell you something about myself. I played football.
Yes.
I played professional football. I played for the biggest teams in the country. I played for AmaZulu Football Club. I played for African Wanderers Football Club. But I knew that life in professional football is very limited in terms of years.
Yes.
It's about 12 years or 13 years.
Yeah.
So after that, you must have something to fall back into. So I never divorced education from football. I played when I was at the University of Zululand, and I studied there. And today, I'm very proud that even when I've retired, but I was the principal of a high school, but I had a master's degree in school leadership and management, first part of which I did in the University of South Carolina in the States with the UKZN. So I would encourage people who are playing sports that they must not really leave education. They must do both play sport and don't leave education out because it helps you in the long run. For instance, now I am retired, but I've got my kids, and I don't have a problem. Like most of my colleagues are now suffering. Most of them, you see, they don't live the life that they used to live when they're professional players, because now they're not earning any money that they did before. So my advice to young people is that when they get into sports, either they are good in saving money. Because there are those people who did well, like Lucas Hadebe, who played was the captain of Leeds United in England. He's still living very well because I'm sure he got a good advice on how to save money. So my message is young people must not leave school for sports. Sports and school must go hand in hand.
I know time is against us, Mr. Mfeka, but I just want to touch on your soccer career a bit. What role did it play in your life while you were living? I just want to touch on your soccer career. What role did it play in your life?
Yeah. Soccer career, you know, it played a very, very important role because by playing professional football, we traveled the whole country. We went to Johannesburg, went to Cape Town. So when I became a principal in Ngwamgaga, I found out that a lot of people knew me. So that it was a terrible school in terms of matric results, in terms of behavior. But I was able to go there and stand by authority because people knew me as a soccer star. So I was able, therefore, to influence them positively so that Umkaka High School became, when I arrived there, the pass rate was only 5%. But when I left there, we achieved 100%, I don't know how many times. So I'm saying therefore that if there were threats those days, but people kept on saying that, no, we know this person. This is Vumamfeka who played for AmaZulu. So I think, therefore, it helped me a great deal to be able to turn around a school which was rough, like Umkhakha School. And besides that, when you play football, people respect you. It opens doors for you just because of your name that is regarded as good name in the society. You are not a spinster. You are not a jailbird. You are a person that played football in front of so many people. So everywhere I go, I get the respect that, not necessarily that I deserve, but that people bestow on me. You know, before I retired, I worked in the office of the Premier during the times of Premier Sibusiso Ndebele. I was in charge of sports, developing sports. So I would not have got that job if I did not play sports, although I did qualify, as I said, that I had a master's degree. But playing sport was a feather in my cap, so that I became a chief director in the office of the Premier. So you can see, therefore, that playing football brought a lot of success to me and brought a lot of accolades to me. So that is why I say there are many people perhaps who have master's degrees but who couldn't get some of the jobs because they did not play professional football. So a feather cap in my head is that I played professional football.
Second to last question, Mr. Mfega. You spoke of playing for African Wanderers as well as AmaZulu. Any fondest memories while playing for those two teams?
I am busy now writing a book on the history of South African football because teams like African Wanderers were established in 1906. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So I played African Wanderers is older than most of the teams. Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs is the oldest professional team. So that is the team that I played for. And the all these teams like AmaZulu and African Wanderers were found on the basis of the royalty. AmaZulu were given to Inkosi Solomon, which were presented to by African Wanderers. And Wanderers, the person who is an honorary president of African Wanderers is Mkabayi Kajama, you know, the regent Mkabayi Kajama. Yeah. So that is history. It's this team that played in Mzizini, the ground that was placed where you have now the magistrate court in Durban. That is where most of the teams who came from Johannesburg and most of the teams like Indian teams and colored teams, was those were apartheid areas. They were beaten in Mzizini. That is why Mzizini, or that place, was known as Isigodi sikaMaminzela, which means everybody who comes there will lose. So that is the team, therefore, I'm proud to have played for. After Wanderers was relegated, then I played for AmaZulu. But there is a team that I played for in Umlazi, which was the oldest team in Umlazi, which was called Umlazi Citizens United. So when we played against African Wanderers, they saw me and they recruited me, because those days there were no trials. You must go play against the team for the team to recruit you. But now there are trials. You could go to Johannesburg and have trials, but those days there were no trials. You only proved yourself in the field of play. So I'm very proud, therefore, that I played for the oldest team in this township of Umlazi. But what is very disappointing is that there is no professional team in Umlazi. As MUT, therefore, I think I want to urge you, like Wits University, like Pretoria University, like Potchefstroom University, that you must also have a professional team. Call it Mangosuthu University of Technology Football Club, so that it serves the whole township of Umlazi and the whole of South Africa, because professional football is not played regionally. You have people from all over the places, as I've mentioned about Wits University. Nobody does not know Wits University Football Club. So that is my challenge, therefore, on this interview, that you must establish your own football team that is going to have a mark in South Africa.
I know they are listening, Mr. Vuma. Balalele, my coaches are like, probably they're taking notes. Okay, it's okay. They must work harder.
Ukuthi yeah, because they've got the stadium just around here, King Zoltan Stadium.
It's yeah.
It's how many meters from your school? Maybe a very few meters.
Few meters, 5 minutes away from us.
5 minutes away. Yes, five the stadium is there. So all you need is to get a status in the second division and then fight your way up and get a team in the Premier League. So every weekend people speak about Mangosuthu University of Technology, like they speak about Vest University, like they speak about Pretoria University, like they speak about Potchefstroom University.
I challenge accepted, Mr. Mfeg. Challenge accepted. Soon. Now, before we let you go, I just want to touch on this. I was told that you actually received a presidential award from the office of former President Thabo Mbeki. How was that? How was the experience that? And what did that mean to you?
You know, I was in when I became a teacher.
Yes.
I never lost touch of sports. So in every school that I went to, I wanted kids to play football. Like I went to Kwamakutha High School. I was a teacher there and they chose me to run football. So I was a coach there and we produced a lot of professional players there. And I went to Kwamkaka High School. You know, Senzo Meiwa, Senzo Meiwa, who was the captain of Bafana Bafana.
Yes, sir.
He was in my school, at Kwamkaka High School.
Oh, wow.
Now, because of those achievements, because of what I did, because of the fact that I did not lose sight of the fact that I once played football, so I must influence my learners as well. So the Premier's office, not the Premier's office, the presidency invited me and offered me the presidential award, which was given to us by President Thabo Mbeki. And amongst the people who were there, I remember it was Dr. Ivan Khoza, it was Kaiser Mtaonga, it was Jomo Sono,
legends.
It was Elijah Chep Makatini, Sugar Ray Ulu. So we're all called to Johannesburg and we're all given these awards. So it's the award I'm very, very proud of because it's the award of the Republic of South Africa, as you know. And it was given to me by the president of the country at the time, President Thabo Mbeki. And maybe I also forgot to tell you that when you play football, you also get a chance to travel. I went to Leeds in England when Lucas Radebe was the captain of Leeds United. I went to England. I went to Dubai. I went to France. I went to Germany. I saw all those places, not because I was playing, but we went to Germany to study how they manage the World Cup. Because I was also employed here during the FIFA 2010 World Cup. So we went there when I worked for the office of the Premier. We went to do the study of how they hosted the World Cup. So it is through sports that you really go able to travel and see the world. So that is why I say I'm very proud that I played football and I also studied. So it gave me an opportunity to travel the world again.
Oh, wow. No, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Mfega, for joining us on MUT Radio. This was very educational. And I like the fact that you said we must not just focus on our talent alone. We must also study, because after talent, after all the years in sports, because sports is limited. So after sports, after everything, you still need to have something to fall back into.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.